WMFO in Medford, listening to Rising with Skybar. Let's get this thing going.
Jimmy's mother is worried about a precious boy. The other lads in the playground he chooses to avoid. They're always fighting, it ain't exciting or so inviting to him. They're rough and dirty and goes up hurting. He must prefer to be prim. He's always been a bit different from the day he was born. Wasn't built like his brothers. It made his parents forlorn. Jim didn't fit in. He started knitting and quietly sitting around. Some girls were friendly, approached him gently, and accidentally found he wants to hang with the girls. He wants to hang with the girls. He doesn't care what they say. He's doing things his own way. Jenny's father is worried. For dinner instead. She won't wear ruffles. She gets in scuffles and rips those ruffles to shreds. Cause he hangs with the boys. He likes to hang with the boys. She's out there making some noise. Well, I'm the gang with the boys. Put on the game. We'll be right back.
That was Gary Clark Jr. We've Got to Get Into Something off of his release from 2019, This Land, and started with new stuff by the Hoodoo Gurus. I don't know. It's been a long time since they put anything out, but this is, I just got a hold of this. The whole thing's pretty good. It's called Chariot of the Gods. The song I played was Hang with the Girls. A song about kids being allowed to be who they truly want to be. Great message there. It's 8:06. And on the way in, I just found out that Linnea from Linnea's Garden is going to call in, probably at the bottom of the hour, right around 8:30. So we have a couple of releases to talk about today. The Chelsea Curve have a new release out. And so I'm going to play a bunch of songs from the Chelsea Curve CD. I don't know if it's a CD, actually. I think it is. It's a, I'm pretty sure it's going to be out in CD form. But it's a, it's out now. Actually, it's out the 31st, so it'll be out in 2 days. Play a few songs from that. And then, as I said, we're going to have Linnea at the bottom of the hour. But this is some this is something from the new Chelsea Curve release. Great stuff.
Just fine.
All right, you just heard a bunch of songs from All the Things, the Chelsea Curves new release, officially out, I believe, on Thursday. But that was Don't Look Down. Before that, you heard All in Time and started with A Better Way, all from All These Things, which is out on Red Records. Great release. This band, they put a bunch of singles out through the course of the past year or so, and they finally throw them all together in one fantastic release. Don't Look Down, they played that song here live before the shutdown, so it was a while ago. And I remember them singing that song and saying to myself, wow, this band's got something. And as it turns out, they certainly do. So check that out when it comes out. And right now I'm going to play a little something by Husker Du.
Sorry somehow. You're making me. As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
You lift me up, you bring me down. You make our whole world go around. We put our time and faith in you. We may waver, but you never do. You're good as gold, you're right as rain. You take no credit and you take no blame. So lift me up and bring me down. Drop the needle, spin the record.
In the morning, we're headed down the-
All right, that was Abby Barrett with Here to Stay. She has a full-length coming out very shortly on Rumbar Records. Before that, we had the Dropkick Murphys with Good as Gold from Turn Up That Dial. And Husker Du with Sorry Somehow. That was going away back. That was from Candy Apple Gray. And it is we're going to play a lot of stuff now coming up by Linnea's Garden, who have a full-length out. And it's a release party is at O'Brien's this weekend. And she's going to be calling in about, within a half a minute or so, I would say. So I'm going to hang on here till she does ring in. And we'll talk a bit about it. As I said, she has a new release coming up. I'm going to play three songs off of that. Linnea's Garden is the name of the band. And, the show's going to be at O'Brien's. I'll let her tell you a little bit about it. But it's a great lineup that I've been telling her about for a while. When I saw the lineup, I was like, wow, that is a great crew you got on that gig. Sure to fill the place, I'm quite sure. And I think you can get advanced tickets if you go to Eventbrite. She's posted it a few times, the actual site. So if you can go there, I'm sure you can get tickets in advance. But I don't want to start a song because you could call any second now. So it was unusually cold today. But this is supposed to be the end of the cold snap. I think it was the wind chill was like 5 degrees this morning when I got up. Warmed up to about, it's probably up in the mid-30s now. Hold on, we got a phone call. Hello, Linnea.
Hello, Skybar.
Hey, I gotcha. Glad we made this happen. It was touch and go for a while there, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, no, things moved around in a good way. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I don't know if you heard, I played a lot of Chelsea Curve earlier, who have a release.
I actually am just tuning in now. I was busy, but I'm going to check out the recast for sure.
I didn't play your stuff yet, so that's good. I saved that till after the conversation. So we're here to talk about your big release show.
Hell yeah. So Fashion Show, the album by Linnea's Garden, comes out this Friday, and we're doing a big release party on the Saturday, April 2nd, at O'Brien's.
I just said Friday. I know there's something else going on Friday. That's up at Opus. Your show is Saturday.
Yep, Saturday, O'Brien's in Alston.
And that's a loaded lineup. You can tell us about who's on it, but I think I told you months ago when you first announced it, I said This is a stellar crew you got at this gig.
Yeah, it's going to rule. So Carissa Johnson's opening the show, and Pageant Girls are playing. They're from New York City, kind of dark, gothy, sort of new wave band.
Yep.
And then Stars Like Ours are also playing. Really excited for that. You know, they're really good friends, love their band. And then, we're headlining. We're going to playing yeah. a nice big long set with lots of surprises. So it should be a really good time.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a fairly new group, right? You guys haven't been around that long.
Right. Yeah. So we formed like right before the COVID shutdown. Yeah. So we actually didn't play our first live shows until summer of 2021, which is crazy when you think about it.
I know. And tell me a little bit about how you guys got together, the band. You just friends
so
and you just.
I knew Amy from a previous couple of projects. So we did like a Patti Smith cover band together and Queens of the Stone Age cover band, which is called Queers of the Stone Age. and then Hans and I know each other. We first met through the Rock and Roll Rumble when Power Slut and Corner Soul were up against each other.
Yeah.
So that
was at that.
A really awesome thing. Yeah. So. Yeah, that's how the band kind of came together.
Power Slut were Rumble winners, didn't they? You won the Rumble, right?
No.
No?
So we actually got second and third. The winners were Set Fire that year.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
It's kind of funny.
Second.
But yeah, it was such an epic final for sure.
Yeah. And what made, did you see any similarities with the music of Power Slut and Linnea's Garden?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of the songs I wrote at the same time that Power Slut was going on, I just didn't use them for that band for whatever reason. So if you go through the Fashion Show album, I mean, people who know me well and have known me since the Power Slut era might recognize some of these tunes, not because Power Slut played them, but because I played them for open mics or live streams more recently. For instance, the song Business, I mean, I think I first started working on that in 2013. So it's really exciting to finally be recording these
songs.
No,
there's definite similarities I could sense in the music between the two bands.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're doing like a
definitely
mini...
my guitar game, though.
Yeah,
sure.
You're doing like a mini kind of tour, mini East Coast thing with this?
Oh, yeah. So after the album release show, we're doing a few East Coast dates throughout April. So April 9th, we're at Western Ave Studios in Lowell. That's for the Town and City Festival. And we're really excited. We're opening for Screaming Females, but, you know, a band I really like.
I've seen them, and I saw them open up. I knew nothing about the Screaming Females. I think it might have been Bob Mould one of these years.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And
yeah.
I was like, wow. Was really I was wicked impressed.
I saw them when I was like 19 in the Middle East upstairs. It like blew my mind.
Yeah.
They were actually opening for Throwing Muses for that show.
Yeah.
It was just like really eye-opening, you know, to see that. And then April 17th, we're headed over to Brooklyn at Gold Sounds. And we're playing again with Carissa. As you know, she moved to New York City recently.
Yeah.
And also joining us are some other NYC friends, Tidge and Rue Snyder.
So that must be exciting for you because have you played these venues before that you're going
to? We haven't played Gold Sounds. No, we've played Bar Frida in Queens, but we haven't played in Brooklyn yet. So this is really exciting.
So that's cool. You get to see new places. You get to see Carissa again, right?
Yeah, we love Carissa. She's awesome.
Yeah. All right. So, anything else you want to add about the CD? Is it going to be in CD form or?
Yes, we will have some CDs available at the show. Though I do encourage everybody to buy it on Friday for Bandcamp
That's
Friday.
Right.
They're going to purchase it in the digital format.
Yeah.
I will include Bandcamp download codes for everyone who buys it like as a CD. But, yeah, I would encourage everyone to buy it on Friday if they're going to buy it.
Yeah, Bandcamp is the way to go. I'm a huge Bandcamp. If you're going to stream music, stream it on Bandcamp.
And they just improved the app, too, so you can queue up as many albums as you want. So
oh, that's
definitely
cool.
Looking forward to checking that feature out.
Yeah. Well, I like this stuff a lot, and I'm going to play, I think, three tunes from it now, so you can listen into the rest and hear some of your music.
Oh, right on.
And some other stuff. But thanks so much for making the time to call in. I wish back in the day, pre-COVID, I could have people in studio, as you know. And that's what I really miss, having people come in. But we got to do what we can with what we can these days.
Yeah, hopefully sometime soon it'll come back. We want to do our, you know, MFO on the town with Mikey D.
Yeah.
For sure. Like,
yeah, it's been like.
Talking with Joel a lot about that.
Yeah, I don't think he's even been in. He doesn't even come in. I don't think he's even been in here in like a couple of years. So, yeah, hopefully.
When it happens, you know,
yeah.
I hope we're one of the first people that they call.
I'm sure you will be. I'm sure you will. All right. I'm going to play some of your music, and thanks so much. And I'll see you at the show.
All right. See you then. Thanks, Skybar.
All right. Thanks. We'll talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was Linnea from Linnea's Garden. Fashion Show is the name of the CD. I'm going to play, three of them off of that. All right. Here we go.
Try it on for fun. Whiskey, beer, rig, fashion show for an audience of one. while still hanging on the same sad daydream. There's still time. You moved to New York, got into computers. Now you see your work as prisms and numbers. Now you use gender neutral pronouns.
The name of the CD is Fashion Show, and that was the Alarm. Sorry, that was Alarm. Before that, song was called Daydream. First song was called No Bra. All from Lanier's Garden Fashion Show. The release is this Saturday at O'Brien's. I highly recommend that you get there. It's a great lineup. I'll certainly be there. And if, by the way, this is our donations drive month, I guess you'd call it. So if you like what we do here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. To do that, you have to go to WMFO.org and click your donations drive tab. See how you can help us keep it freeform. Once again, we get the monies that people give us help keep the station running. So do what you can. I'm going to play something by Muck and the Myers now.
Tell me, baby, is it good enough? Is it good enough? Is it good enough for you? Tell me, baby, is it good enough? Is it good enough? Is it good enough for you? So I want to make you happy now. I want to make you happy now. I want to make you happy now. So you will stay with me.
Thank you.
All right. That was Green Day with She. Before that, Bird Language. That is their first single. Latest single, I should say. I don't think it's their first one, but the song was First Date. It is their latest single. Muck and the Myers with Good Enough off of Muckus Maximus EP. Muck and the Myers are out in Spain, over in Spain now, for a string of, I think, 7 or 8 shows. They love it out there, and people from Spain love the rock and roll from America, so that's a good combo they got going on there. I'm going to get out of here. This is WMFO in Medford. You've been listening to Rising with Skybar. To close with the newest one from Michael Caine and the Morning Afters. This is on State Line Records, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. WMFO in Medford.
Gonna take